Cecilia Wong is director of the ACLU's Immigrants' Rights Project and a lawyer in the case against Utah's immigration enforcement law, HB 497. Standing outside the U.S. District Court in Salt Lake City after the hearing, Wong says the tide is turning in their favor.
The Supreme Court's decision last year in the Arizona decision about a very similar law made it clear that states have no business criminalizing activities that have to do with immigration status and trying to interfere with the federal government's authority and infringing on the rights of ordinary Utahns.
The state's Assistant Attorney General Phil Lott argued that Utah's law is more limited than the Arizona law when it comes to verification of immigration status, and that the state would not take action unless there's concurrence with the federal government.
Utah's interest really is only in identifying illegal immigrants that are breaking the law in Utah.
Judge Wadups will now weigh the arguments and issue a ruling. In the meantime, the law passed by the Utah legislature in 2011 remains under an existing restraining order, preventing it from going into effect. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.